Okay, this morning we're going to study what I think is the most critical issue in the counting of the Omer. It's Matthew 22, so let's go there.
I heard you before the class.
Yeah, after the class.
And by the way, we'll get there. In verse 34 of Matthew 22, when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Now, he'd put the Sadducees to silence in the previous because he'd said, "Render unto God what is God's, unto Caesar what is Caesar's." And then they start asking about the resurrection. They try to trick him about how many times you've been married, who will you be married to. And then he said these incredible things. In the kingdom of God, there's neither marriage, you're neither married nor given in marriage. And he's addressing the resurrection. He's addressing the Sadducees. Now he's addressing the Pharisees, and they're trying to trick him. And he said, when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, so they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him or testing him, and saying, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it," or the same thing. "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and all the prophets." In other words, on those, really it's on one, because the second is the same. If you love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your might, you will love your neighbor as yourself. There's no differences. Okay, we are dealing now with issue in the door with these people called dominionists, and they're trying to redeem the land and redeem the government and redeem the entertainment industry, redeem the broadcast industry, redeem everything for the Lord. Well, don't be too quick to criticize them. My position to them and to anyone else is, you can't, and again, because of the word love here is a verb, agapeo. It means something. It was a common, ordinary word in the Greek language, and it just meant what you gave breath to, what you give importance to at any moment. Here he says, instead of these issues, instead of trying to figure out how to fix something or get something or do something, instead of trying to figure out how to address a critical issue or government or abortion or anything else, because if you do, then you're giving breath to those things. So you're loving those things, while at the same time you're saying you're loving God. And what they, well, no, I'm giving breath to those things because I do love God. No, you're not. That's impossible. You cannot give importance to two things at the same instant. That's the way we're made. Remember, it's the same as idolatry. You can't have one false idol. If God is an all and in all, then you will automatically have first two, God and the devil, and then you'll have 5,000. And then you'll, like they do, they have in India, they have 2 million named gods. Well, they're no different than here. The minute I leave God, and leave giving importance to Him and Him alone, then I worship too. And if I worship too, I will automatically worship millions. And so this is a mystery. So the power of God is in preaching the cross to just totally and completely destroy all other things except God, so that they're given no importance. They're not your business. You're dead. Everything is his business. Now, the way, and this is kind of easy to do for the things that you think are bad. You know, I mean, it's in comparison. It's the right things that you do where the idolatry is rampant. So if I, again, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, the only way to do that is abandonment. But it's tested every single day, 100,000 times, because everything in the universe is trying to get you to love something. Well, everything in the universe is trying to get have you commit fornication, to go up to your high mountains, the seven mountains of your mind, to come up with solutions or issues or solve it, you know, whatever. And that is it's beyond sin. It's so bad. Because you give life, you give, when you're giving breath to the thing, you're really giving breath and allowing the one that has been killed by a deadly head wound by Christ, you're giving him breath to re-rise from the dead. So every time that you're not in total dependence on God, that you are addressing an issue, then what you are doing is just breathing. You're giving the Antichrist, the instead of Christ, mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Or I've said in another way, you're giving the evil one head.
But when it says to love God with all your mind, then that means the only way you can do that is to empty your mind.
That's right. That's what the whole mind of Christ means.
Yeah, the mind of Christ is the emptying, so that's the only thing you can do with it. So when you come and you say, you know, John, you're doing all this stuff and giving importance to all this stuff, if I make that another issue, then I just start to address that issue again and incorporate it into my little kingdom. And the only thing to do is to empty.
This is why I despise psychobabble. I despise somebody says they got this issue going on, and then everybody has to give them their solutions. It's worse than babble. It's giving. Then you've got mass people. You got a circle jerk.
I see a theme developing.
I mean, this is why I come down it so hard on people like Kent, and because that's his life. That's what he gives breath from. He gets this feeling of importance and sustaining by giving his comments and suggestions. And since Harry's not here, but I've told him this a million times, he's showing off. He says something. This is what I just saw. Well, it's fine for him to do that and for you to do that, but he gets life from it. Our function is this: thou shalt love the Lord thy God, thou shalt give importance, breath, however you want to say it, to only him, with all my mind, with all my soul, with all my heart. I can't give importance to it. Well, and that's why it says that, you know, you shall. If you do that, then you will love your neighbor as yourself. Who is your neighbor? It's whoever is near you that's in need. Then you will prefer that person's interest above your own. Now that's mind-blowing. But that's why it can't, this thing can't be seen or tested in without more than one person. You can con yourself 24 hours a day and not even know you're conning yourself. And some of you can do it for 30 years after you've heard the cross. So that's why there has to be vulnerability and transparency. Because you can be in community and sit in silence, and what you're doing is you're just doing the same thing you'd be sitting in silence if you're out in the desert. You're trying to understand it with your mind and trying to be it with your mind, and it's impossible. You will have a form of godliness, but you're denying His power, His ability, His efficacy, because you're the control mechanism, you're the governor. Well, that's just the kind of person I am. I've heard that so many times. It's just sick. There's only one kind of person. Just common, ordinary flesh, and it just does common, ordinary flesh crap. Oh, but you don't understand me. It's just the kind of person I am. That's the most boring thing anybody can ever tell me. Oh, you don't know what I went through when I was little. My daddy ate my little brother, and my mommy beat me with a horse whip. Let's just nurse that little child. No, let's kill the son of a bitch. I'm so tired of it's just constant complaining. It's murmuring, except you're doing silently. Well, I just don't like the way you talk. Well, screw you. This is so far more important than your little opinions. What's so funny now?
Well, I was thinking about, I don't like the way you talk. And then screw you. That's probably what they don't like in the first place.
Oh, yeah. Only the language. Oh. I don't call myself anything. But the acting has to stop. Well, I don't really have a part. My part is just to stand silent there in the opera.
Supernumerary.
What?
There are no supernumeraries.
The supernumerary is that's what they do. They're just sort of the extras in the opera. They don't do anything. They hire people off the street. Well, guess what? We got a bunch of...
I'm going to say God answers prayers because I prayed a month ago or whatever as the Lord, the owner, that I would be able to see where I was being good, because I just don't see it. It's not revealed to me these deep places that I'm doing my good work, but I'm so deceived I think I'm in doing God's work. Each morning when we sit here, another one is revealed. What I saw this morning was these people I'm dealing with, my justification for things was not paying attention to their bad behavior because I can see Christ in them. And that was...
Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm going to throw up.
This is a sanctuary where you can make confession.
I have the right to throw up on your little confession, too.
Yeah.
You throw right up. But to me, that was real important to recognize it, because I don't recognize when I'm doing it.
Let's rephrase that. When you think you're doing good,
I try to do good, don't work.
Here's the key. The key to understanding it is what Paul says. I find then a law, when I want to do good, the evil one is present with me.
But then when I was having this thought, you talked about the preaching of the cross. I couldn't even use that as an answer to any question to justify myself, because the cross says it's bullshit. It's worthless. And I see that.
But that's what... But again, you got to hear this. All of these things, the way we translate all of these issues, are based on our old man system of redemption, which was to do the right thing or not say the thing or say a thing at a particular time. Harry was picked on when he was a kid, just like he is now. But he was this fat little guy, and everybody picked on him, because he tried to be smart, and he said goofy things in class when he was, and everybody, and so he vowed never to do that. So now he sits back and he waits until he's got it all packaged just right, and then he says it, because if he said it, boom, somebody's going to laugh at him, because that's what happened. That's what happens to most people, and so you create these mindsets that are deep and within you, and you think you're doing the right thing, and it's all self-redemption. That's the silver on the back of the glass. So wherever you look, you see, how does this affect me? What can this do for me? How can I get out? And so even the thing about loving your neighbor as yourself becomes an act of self-redemption, because you use it as a weapon.
Did this for you or something?
Yeah. I did this for you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, somebody said, well, you do good work. I said, I've never done a good work in my life. Well, you do that bad. No, I don't do it. That's why, if you think you're doing something right, or if we think we're doing something right, that means the whole thing is walking in deception.
You know that here it is. Earlier this morning, when we started talking about this, before I heard you say it before, you know, it's like it just made me crazy. It's like you said about, you know, making efforts to be good, do right, or whatever. You know, and it's like, you know, that's the thing that you're supposed to do.
Well, that's what you're taught from the first time you are a being, are aware of yourself.
And then to hear you say it's evil and it's sin is like,
well, that's the point.
It's been my whole life.
Of course. How have you done? And that's why I'm, with all the crap you've gone through, why I say you're the blessed one. Because it hasn't worked. The ones that are in a terrible situation in the world is to be a success. Because you can't ever hear. And your success, like, you know, it's like we talk about, you make your world really narrow and you can be success. Like that Scott Peck thing. My God, this British guy interviewed Scott Peck, who's supposed to be the prophet and a best-selling author and Christian and psychiatrist, and he's A Road Less Traveled. No, it's a wonderful book. This guy's a blithering idiot. He had innumerable affairs with when he was married to his first wife. He has absolutely no. His whole point was self-control, and you got to do it. Anybody ever read The Road Less Traveled?
We interviewed him at one point.
Yeah, I know.
Earlier on.
And
how did
you
know?
Huh? Well, we interviewed him a couple times.
Yeah.
And you read the book?
Yeah. No, just for him. Since he read the book, let him see what Scott
is. Who are you pointing at?
Me. Okay. I want to see that interview.
Okay.
It's not an interview. It's a story that an English journalist with the Times did on Scott Peck today.
Where he went to see him and interviewed him.
It's not
a formal interview.
Alright. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Thou shalt give him importance only with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, all the time. There is never a point in the 24-hour day in which that leaves you. The minute it does, then you know you return to the kingdom of darkness, and somehow to benefit you, and it normally is doing a benefit for something that you think is the right and good thing to do. And the way you know that you're thinking it's the right thing to do is if you care about the results. Can you comprehend that? That's the evidence that you're trying to use it for yourself. Oh no, I'm just trying to do the best I can for Jesus. And therefore, I'm going to make sure I do it right. No, you're not. Jesus isn't even in your consciousness. You're just using that as a label on your idolatry to worship and gain redemption for yourself. Well, we don't say that around here, but it's still, I've got to do the best I can. And we're really doing good work. What we're doing is the right thing to do. Oh, God, I'm going to throw up again. Once you see the living God, then nothing else has any... I mean, you can't even conceive of trying to do something good or right, or that's not even in your consciousness. Can you understand that? Since we're talking to Mr. Gary?
Yeah. To me, I hear it as you just be, which is what we say all the time, but in that being, it's either happening or it's not, and if it's not happening, you repent. And
but if that being includes going inward and up to solutions and ideas,
hopefully you'll see that.
Then you can be blinded by your own redemption again, and you think, I am doing it for God. Right. It's open. We commend ourselves openly to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
Right.
No, not me. I'm going to do it silently.
I used to read Scott Peck's Christian how to, most of this stuff. I didn't realize at the time just how confused they were all making.
They're just goofy.
I thought it was still because I wasn't quite getting what they were saying.
It could be that too.
Well, when you read this, the present state of and the history of Scott Peck, you will stop giving anything he said the slightest importance.
Well, I mean, he would fit right in here, except the problem is he's written these books that say
he's a superhero.
This is the way to do it. And even while he was writing them, he wasn't doing what he was saying in his books. It was like this whole other thing going on.
But that's why this whole thing of today's church is hijacked, because when a televangelist or a pastor, he was with him 24 hours a day. He lived with him. His words were tested by his life. Not by how intellectually or spiritual they sounded. And it's like, I mean, if his life isn't what he says, and that's the attraction for people like Benny Hinn or Tilton. You know, well, I'm supposed to have good things because I'm telling you to have good things. That God wants you to have all these good things. Oh, praise God, today everybody in this place is healed. No, they're not. You're a lying piece of shit. Well, so are we when we think those kinds of things. When we think anything about ourselves.
And even when we don't.
Yeah.
We're still here.
We have the treasure in earthen vessels, broken vessels. That the excellency may be of God and not of us. Oh, but I used to be bad, now I'm good.
I used to be bad, now I'm worse.
What? Somebody's gelling. I think it's you.
I'm jailed.
I'm tired of talking. Take it, big guy.